content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, this is Shadate Hargett Hill from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. It is November's edition of Sports Illustrated for Kids. The cover says the photography issue. Cardinal star Larry Fitzgerald is picture perfect, and he is indeed that way on the cover, as he is covered in his uniform and he has cameras all on him, on his arms, around his neck, in front of him. Also on the cover, it has plus college basketball preview. So we're going to get to this issue, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's start with the lineup, what you can expect this month. Prime time. California native JT Daniels was so dominant in high school, he skipped his senior year and became the starting quarterback for the USC Trojans. Rookie mistake. Just how bad was first year running back Sonny Mitchell's turkey day mix up? Find out in Patriots Thanksgiving story. NCAA basketball preview. Nevada twins Caleb and Cody Martin have the Wolfpack on the hunt for the NCAA men's title alongside the teams who made our preseason top 10. And Ariki Agunobawi of Notre Dame is ready for an encore after hitting two game winners in the women's Final Four for the champion Irish. It had to be. What do Memphians love even more than Elvis? A winning basketball team. The city's other favorite son, Penny Hardaway, is putting his legacy on the line to restore the Tigers to glory. And of course, the cover story that I told you about, the photography issue. We'd gather action-packed, cool, and iconic pictures and talk with some of the best shutterbugs in the business about the styles and techniques that help them capture unforgettable photos. And of course, let's not forget the favorites. Freeze frame, sports cards, November birthdays, future stars, LOL, posters, what's the call, games, art gallery, comic cards, and buzzer beamer. And since today is the first day of November, let's go ahead and start with November birthdays. November 3rd, Nashville Predators goalie Pekka Rinne celebrates his 36th birthday. November 6th, Seattle Mariners pitcher James Paxton is 30. November 10th, tight end Zach Ertz of the Philadelphia Eagles turns 28. November 12th, PGA Tour golfer Jason Day of Australia is 31. November 14th, Cleveland Indians shortstop Francisco Lindor celebrates his 25th birthday. November 17th, Atlanta Braves right fielder Nick Markakis turns 35. And November 19th, San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Marquise Goodwin is 28. November 22nd, Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster celebrates his 22nd birthday. November 23rd, LPGA tour golfer Ariya Jayarthanagan of Thailand turns 23. November 25th, Dallas Mavericks point guard Dennis Smith Jr. is 21. And November 29th, New Orleans Pelicans forward Julius Randle turns 24. And November 30th, 9-time X Games gold medalist skateboarder Nyjah Houston of the United States celebrates his 24th birthday. So to all of those great athletes, happy birthday. Happy birthday month. And warm up on November 6th on ESPN, we have a little bit of b-ball bonanza. High-profile tournaments are the perfect warm-up for the 2018-2019 NCAA season. State Farm Champions Classic. Four top teams descend on Indianapolis for this early season gym. There's built-in drama. Kansas takes on Cassius Winston, and Michigan State, whom KU beat in the second round of the 2017 NCAA tournament. Plus, anytime the Blue Devils play Big Blue, Duke and Kentucky have split their last two matchups, both at this event. You gotta watch. Again, that's November 6th on ESPN. Now we're going to take a look at some warm-up sections of some daring dudes. Locker room looks. Post-game press conference attire just keeps getting bolder and bolder. So in honor of the NBA's fashion king, we've ranked some of the most eye-catching outfits on a scale of 1 to 5 Westbrooks. Alluring. This Russell Westbrook outfit from 2012 proved ahead of its time. The glasses without lenses look would often be imitated by those outside Oklahoma City, but never topped. It's a picture of Russell Westbrook with his red rimmed glasses and, of course, with no lenses on. Pretty cool. Also, dressed like a pirate day, Buccaneers QB Ryan Fitzpatrick's look from week two led many to call him a Conor McGregor twin. But the chains, jacket, and sunglasses were borrowed from teammate Deshaun Jackson's locker. Look of the Irish. Long before Fitzpatrick adopted the aviators and blonde beard look, UFC fighter Conor McGregor put it on the map with an assist from a floor print silk Versace shirt. Camming it up, definitely the NFL's boldest dresser, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, has a penchant for hats and ties. This bolder and bow tie combo led to plenty of barbershop quartet jokes. Gun show. Bill Belichick is famous for satirical choices, as strange as his teams are good. After last season's AFC championship game, the man known as the Hoodie wore a shirt with the fit of an old trash bag. 10 points to Grayfinder. Cornerback Richard Sherman celebrated Halloween 2016 by explaining the subtle differences between football and Gadech to some Mughal reporters. Now from some moving looks to some favorite things. Houston Rockets point guard Chris Paul's favorite things. His favorite food is French fries. I'm with him on that. Ice cream flavor, pecan and praline. Cartoon growing up, Tom and Jerry. Book series as a kid, Goosebumps. Sports to watch other than basketball, football and golf. Athlete growing up, Michael Jordan. Again, I'm with them. Subject in school, math. Actors, Denzel Washington and Halle Berry. I like those too. And his favorite emoji is the one that's laughing so hard, the yellow face with the little tears coming down laughing. And his favorite musician, Jay-Z. And moving on from favorite things to a favorite poster face-off. Odell Beckham Jr. from the New York Giants wide receiver versus Arika Ogunbowale from Notre Dame guard. Let's look at the stats. Age, Odell is 25, Arika is 21. Height and weight. Odell, 5'11", 198 pounds. Arika, 5'8", 178 pounds. Hometown, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Odell. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Arika. Nickname, has gone by both OBJ and ODB, which come from his given names. Which does Beckham prefer? Well, his Instagram handle is at OBJ. OBJ doesn't have one, but her given name is revealing. Arika means something that you see and cherish in her father's native Nigeria. Positive person. Donated $500,000 to rebuild youth football fields that were destroyed by flooding in his hometown. And Arika active in several charities, including Special Olympics and Ronald McDonald House. Soccer skills. Odell says he had the opportunity to try out for the U.S. national team program. Beckham trained with Bayern Munich in 2016. Arika won 4 Wisconsin State Cup championships with her club teams and was heavily recruited by several Division I programs. Dancing machine. Odell, well known for his end zone and pregame dance routines. Arika appeared on Dancing with the Stars. She was eliminated somewhat controversially in week 2. Dog's life. Odell often posts videos of himself dancing with his dogs on social media. And Arika, after helping Notre Dame to the 2018 NCAA title, was given 2 jerseys by her idol, Kobe Bryant, one for her and one for her dog, who is, guess what, named Kobe. Good genes. Odell parents met at LSU, where both were athletes. Heather Van Norman ran track, and Odell Sr. played football and roomed with Shaquille O'Neal. Arika, her dad Gregory was a soccer player and her mom Yolanda was a softball pitcher. And of the poster face off, I would have to say Odell Beckham Jr. for one reason, because he has my uncle's name. So I love that. And for Arika, I like that because she's a girl doing her thing. So I leave the choice to you. But if we had a poster of each one, Beckham poster would be here, and it's him catching a football with his jersey, Beckham Jr., 13, New York Giants wide receiver. And it would say something like his career highlights 2018. After sitting out most of the 2017 season with an ankle injury, Beckham quickly reminded Giants fans what they had been missing. He caught 11 passes for 111 yards in New York's season opener. That was one reception short of Beckham's single game. 2016, Beckham made his 3rd straight Pro Bowl and eclipsed 100 receptions for what we're calling the first time in his career. His 101 catches were the 2nd highest single season total in Giants history. Beckham is also 3rd and 4th on that list. 2013, as a junior at LSU, Beckham snagged 59 catches for 1,152 yards. He was also a skilled return man. Against UAB, he took a missed field goal back 109 yards for a touchdown. He received the Paul Hornung Award as the most versatile player in college football. Following the season, the Giants took him with the 12th pick of the 2014 draft. And if we're looking at Arika's, if we're looking at her poster from Notre Dame, it's her up in the air with the ball with her Notre Dame jersey and number 24. She's in the air and she is doing her thing, and her career highlights would say 2017-18, 2 days after making a last second jumper to beat undefeated UConn in the national semifinals, Ogunwale drained a buzzer beating 3-pointer to give Notre Dame a 61-58 win over Mississippi State in the NCAA championship game. The title was the 2nd in the school history for the Irish. Ogunwale was named the most outstanding player of the Final Four. 2016-2017, as a sophomore, she moved into Notre Dame's starting lineup. She averaged a team-high 15.9 points per game as the Irish finished 33-4 and made it to the Elite Eight. 2014-15, she finished her career at Milwaukee's Divine Savior Holy Angels High by leading her team to a 25-2 record and state championship. She graduated with 2,240 career points, the 6th highest total in Wisconsin history. You go, girl. Now, those are 2 athletes that are making a great future for themselves, and they are winning in everything they do. Let's turn to some on the radar of some kids and young people that are on their way as well. Aksha Bahitia, height 5'11", hometown Wake Forest, North Carolina, birth date January 31st, 2002, sport is golf. Down one stroke on the final hole of the 2018 Boys Junior PGA Championship in August, Akshay chipped in from 40 feet for eagle to become the first ever two-time winner of the event. He also came in first last year when he shot the lowest round 61 and finished with the lowest 72-hole total score, 266,022 under par, in tournament history. This year's victory clinched his spot on the U.S. team that went on to win the Junior Ryder Cup. He helped the U.S. Junior President's Cup team to victory in 2017. In 2018, Akshay also won the Junior Invitational at Sage Valley and the AJG Polo. Let's say that again, the AJGA Polo Golf Junior Classic. He won the latter event in June by 10 strokes, finishing at 17 under. Akshay was named a Rolex Junior All-American in 2016 and 2017. Sports Kids of the Month, Maggie Heapy, who's 12, from Charlottesville, Virginia. Her game is baseball. Maggie hit .850 with three home runs, including two grand slams for the all-girls D.C. Force at the annual Baseball for All tournament in Rockford, Illinois. She has 17 RBIs and 12 runs, plus 8 strikeouts in 4 appearances as a pitcher. Mason Bumba, 13, Yorkville, Illinois. His game is kickboxing. In September at the WACO, W-A-K-O, Juniors World Championship in Italy, Mason won 2 gold medals in the 13 to 15-year-old weapons and musical forms events and earned bronze in 42 kg points fighting. Neil Howard III, 12 years old, Hudson, New York. His game is track and field. At the USATF Youth Outdoor Track and Field Championships this summer, Neil swept the events in the 11 to 12 boys pentathlon, 2,364 points, and won the high jump 4-11. The next month, he won the 11 to 12 pentathlon at the USATF National Junior Olympics. Great sports kids of the month. Now we head to spare time. This story is called A Champion's Drive. IndyCar Scott Dixon has traveled a long way to become one of the sport's most accomplished athletes. A few minutes after Scott Dixon clinched the 2018 IndyCar Series title in September, he placed his hands on his head and blurted out, "I can't believe this actually happened." The title was his fifth, which means Dixon is now second only to A.J. Foyt in championships. Foyt has 7, and while the victory was sweet, Dixon, who was born in Australia and grew up in New Zealand, was also focused on the road. He took to becoming one of the all-time greats. His mother and father, Glennis and Ron, were dirt track racers and owned a track in Australia. Dixon remembers watching his older cousin drive go-karts in New Zealand when he was 7. Given a chance to straight in when the races were over, he immediately fell in love. "Just wouldn't let up for just 2 weeks straight," he says with a laugh. When he was 15, his dad gathered a group of New Zealand businessmen to invest in young Scott's career and help pay for training and equipment. "It was a lot of pressure," Dixon says. "It started to make it feel really real. There was a financial risk, but it was my passion." That early passion took him back to Australia when he was 16, and then 2 years later to the U.S. where he got his start in the Indy Lights Series. At 23, in his first IndyCar season, he won 3 races and the championship. Since then, Dixon, now 38, has won 40 more races, including the 2008 Indianapolis 500. When I sat in that car at age 7, I start going around this track. That's what hooked me, he says. The sense of adrenaline. Your sense is going crazy. This is amazing. I really want to keep doing this. Our next story is the top 10. Returning veterans will power championship contenders with an assist from top-notch freshmen. Number 1, Kansas. Last year's record, 31-8. Kansas made the Final Four last season, and the Jayhawks will have an influx of new talent led by paratransfers from Memphis brothers KJ, 12.3 in 2016-17, and Dietrich Lawson, 19.2 from the field goal. Kansas also welcomes highly touted freshmen Devon Dotson and Quentin Grimes. The Jayhawks' success, though, will depend on the play of center Udoka Azikbuka, a stabilizing force in the middle who's capable of putting up a double-double every year. Number 2, Duke. Last year's record, 29-8. The Blue Devils will rely heavily on freshmen this year, so it's good to think they got the best ones. Duke nabbed the top 3 players in the 2008 class, R.J. Barrett, Zion Williamson, and Cam Reddish. All are expected to be immediate stars. There's not a lot of experience on this roster, but the new players are talented enough to make up for it. Number 3, Gonzaga. Last year's record, 32-5. The Zags have big-time talent in the front court, led by 6'10", Killian Tilly, 12.9, and 6'8", Ruha Hashimura, at 11.6 points, along with Brandon Clark, a transfer from San Jose State. Gonzaga will be tough to stop near the rim, and the backcourt is solid. Zach Norvell Jr. is a top shooter, and Josh Perkins is a reliable point guard. The Zags will be steady and versatile. Number 4, Tennessee. Last year's record, 26-9. The 2017-18 Vols were so co-sec regular season champs, but they lost in the second round of the tournament to Cinderella Loyola Chicago. Tennessee will have its top 6 scorers back, including Player of the Year candidate Grant Williams and 3-point sharpshooter Admiral Schofield. Each expect to see a lot of these offense in Knoxville. Number 5, Kentucky. Last year's record, 26-11. As always, Kentucky brings in a slew of talented freshmen, but unlike in recent years, there are some holdovers. Sophomore forward P.J. Washington averaged 10.8 points per game and is poised for a bigger role, as is point guard Quad Green, 9.3. Plus, the Wildcats added graduate transfer Reed Travis. Number 6, North Carolina. Three of the team's top 4 scorers return, including preseason All-American Luke May. Cameron Johnson, a good shooter, is healthy after off-season hip surgery. And while longtime leader Joel Berry is gone, 5-star point guard Kobe White should be able to fill his shoes, adding McDonald's All-American Game MVP Nasir Little doesn't hurt either. Number 7, Virginia. Last year's record, 31-3. Last season's Cavaliers made history as the first number 1 seed to lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Can this year's team make people forget that? Kyle Guy will lead the way on offense, and a healthy DeAndre Hunter could sneak his way into All-American conversations. Big man Jack Salt will have to replace Isaiah Wilkins' defense. Number 8, Nevada. Last year's record, 29-8. The Wolfpack have more than just the Martin brothers. Don't forget Jordan Caroline as 6'7 senior who shone in the postseason. Steady point guard Lindsey Drew should be back from Achilles injury, and there is depth up front, starting with Jordan Brown, the highest ranked recruit in school history, and graduate transfer Trey Porter. Number 9, Kansas State, last year's record 25-12. The Wildcats made the Elite Eight last season, and that was without Dean Wade. Now healthy after a late season foot injury, Wade is a do-it-all big man who led the team in scoring and rebounding. With him and returning scorers Barry Brown and Xavier Sneed in the fold, the Wildcats have a chance to surpass last year's finish. Number 10, Villanova, last year's record 36-4. The big names from the title teams are gone, but those who remain will help. Eric Pascal is a reliable scorer, while Phil Booth, who was on both championship squads, will assume the leadership mantle. Highly regarded freshman point guard Javon Cornelly is the key. If he can acclimate quickly, don't be surprised if the Cats are back in title contention. And let's move to a little end zone. What's the call? Number 1, synchronized special teams. The Carytown Kangaroos are playing the Arborville Acondas in football under NFL rules. On 4th and long, the Kangaroos are putting Acondas return man Gordon Percy stands deep, ready to receive the kick. Blazing fast, Kangaroos wide receiver Drew Bonderman lines up wide in the punt. Ball does. And he does the ball. Percy does not single for a fair catch. However, as the ball falls toward the field, the two players catch it at the exact same time without otherwise making any contact with each other. They both fall to the ground with their hands still on the pigskin. You're the referee. Which team gets possession? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. The answer is, what's the call? The Acondas win. A kick is simultaneously caught or recovered anywhere by two eligible opposing players. It is awarded to the receiving team, the Anacondas. And if you had to have a comic card, what would it look like? Penelia Lindbergh's calling card would say, her comic card would say, "Oh, I hope that's not my car," as she's swinging her golf thingy. The next one is Lisa Gray. She slammed Duncan and is saying, "Oh, dang, the ball is stuck to my hand because it didn't go in." Petros Karskalas, tennis player, says, "That ball looks tasty," as it comes towards his mouth. Ingeved Kuznetsko, a hockey player, says, "Score! They're giving out free ice cream," as he goes down shimmering. The last one is Camden from Wisconsin. He says, "Hey, coach, is this grape or cherry? I can't tell," as he's sucking on a lollipop. Those are your comic cards. We're running out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Shadate Hargett Hill, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. If you have any questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, the number is 919-832-5138. See you next time on the radio.